towards the end of my apprenticeship, I suppose by the time I got to about 1960, perhaps early 1960s, I can't remember which shop I was working in, but the foreman said, could I go over to Len Holton's office? He wanted to see me. So I travelled across to his office on foot, and he asked me to sit down, and he said that, you know, he was aware of that I wanted to work on airframe structures. He couldn't reclassify me as an engineering apprenticeship because even though I'd done Ordinary National, and I think I was doing my third year then, he said, well, even though I was doing Ordinary National, I had to finish as a trade apprentice. But he had noted my my interest in airframe structures, and he had heard of a post which had come available in the lofting department up in the office. Did I want to take it? Well, I didn't know what lofting was. But I wasn't going to show my ignorance by saying, what's that? So I said, yes, please. And the lofting department was run by a man called Tommy Wake, a most amiable of men. And I went up to see him. And
could you spell his surname?
His name was Wake, W-A-K-E, Tommy Wake. And he'd been with the company since the early 1920s, so he'd worked his way up. I think he'd always worked on the drawing office, design office. Don't think he'd ever worked on the shop floor. But, of course, he was a very knowledgeable man on the period that I was interested in with aircraft, from the 30s up to the modern times. And I would often talk to him about his experience and asking questions. And he was always very ready to respond with answers. And I enjoyed a very good relationship with him, which I never enjoy quite that sort of relationship with anybody else.
So what age were you when you went to the lofting department?
I would have been about 20 then, and I finished when I was 21. So I think I was in the lofting department for about 2 years. I finished my apprenticeship there, and I then worked there for another 6 months or so. So yes, I moved, had the interview, and he asked me if I knew what lofting was, and I thought, well, I better come clean and admit my ignorance, which I did. And I said, well, I'm not sure. Is it something to do with design? And he said, yes. And what lofting is full-scale layout design. And you draw the aircraft profiles. It was on sheets of aluminium, usually 8x4, sometimes smaller, but usually 8x4. And they were finished one side in a matte duck egg blue. And you drew on them with a flattened rivet. It went into a pencil holder, and you flattened the rivet out to a chisel point or a screwdriver, and it made a grey mark on the an indelible grey mark on the blue paint. So you would lay out the aircraft contours, and that was quite fascinating actually, because it was full scale.